Simulation sees linear processing scalability to 55,000 cores. Importance of HPC to simulation. Though cloud and GPU computing is growing in popularity, many organizations, especially those that have really big problems to solve, are more comfortable sticking to an in-house high-performance computing, HPC, infrastructure. HPC technology uses thousands of CPUs simultaneously to do simulations. In that way, it is similar to GPU and cloud computing, and is a tool to speed up your simulations. But by keeping the data crunching in-house, organizations that deal with sensitive information can keep a closer eye on their IP. It is therefore important that simulation companies continue to improve the scalability and performance of their software on HPC systems. Star CCM Plus reaches scalability to 55,000 cores. Recently, CD Adapco announced that their CFD simulation software, Star CCM Plus, maintains scalability beyond 55,000 cores. For years, Star CCM Plus has been testing, benchmarking, and determining the performance of their software on petascale, quadrillion, or 1,015 floating-point operations per second computing systems. The simulation software was run on a 1.045 petaflop Hermit cluster. The experiments involved benchmark simulations with as many as 500 million to 2 billion cells. The geometry was not split into blocks, and the mesh was generated automatically using parallel meshing. These tests were conducted with CD Adapco partners Seco's BW and HLRS, HPC Center Stuttgart. Performing CFD analysis on petascale systems presents a number of interesting difficulties, said Uwe Kuster, head of the numerical methods libraries of HLRS. Simply running the simulation is only half the battle, and so issues such as data management, mesh generation, and results visualization will also be studied. We are interested in how clusters, such as Hermit, may be used to solve real engineering problems. The ability to perform simulations with such massive core counts is a real breakthrough for the CAE industry and a direct result of our close collaboration with HLRS, said Jean-Claude Urkel and Effley, Senior Vice President of Product Management at CD Adapco. In under a year, this project has allowed Star CCM Plus to effectively run and scale on over 50,000 cores. That is very encouraging, and I am excited to see what other breakthroughs we can make, he added. The results allow Star CCM Plus users to gain maximum utility from all of the computing resources that are available to them. CD Adapco isn't the only simulation company to team up with HLRS. Recently, ANSYS and HLRS offered improved HPC computing power to academics around Europe. In that announcement, ANSYS mentions that their simulation technology could currently scale to over 20,000 processors, less than half of Star CCM+. Nonetheless, it is clear that simulation giants are not forgetting about HPC technology. It will be interesting to see who ends up on top of the scalability and how many organizations will have the HPC capacity to see those improvements as cloud and GPU computing becomes more popular. What do you think? How big is your HPC cluster? Will you ever get to the petascale? Or will you go for the cloud and GPU options? Please use the comments section below to let us know.